Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H agent Janae McNally. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing great. It's some beautiful weather.
I'm loving this weather.
Yeah, I was talking with Jeff Brewer a little while ago, and he was saying between this week, Tuesday, and last week, Tuesday, almost 110 degrees difference in temperature.
I'll take that on the positive end.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, tell me, I understand there's over 100 years of history for 4-H. Let's get into that a little bit.
There is. You know, 2 weeks ago I was on talking about the 4-H pledge and the correct hand gestures and movements to make when reciting the pledge and then the meaning behind those words and phrases. Well, this week I thought it would be interesting to talk about our motto, which is, if you've ever been to a 4-H meeting or an activity, we always recite the words of our motto, which is to make the best better. And it's our hopes that the members and volunteers, you know, learn the pledge and use it with their daily lives. But the motto is really there to help remind us to always strive for improvement and to continually set those goals and give every effort your best. So let's say you complete a goal within your project or within your club. Okay, make a new goal. You're always striving to make that best better. So I also thought it was interesting, and I wanted to dive in this week and talk about 4-H and how it was started. So in the late 1800s, researchers were kind of starting to discover that adults in our farming communities did not always accept the new agricultural research that was being done on the university campuses, but found that the younger kids of theirs were open to new things and would experiment with the new ideas and share their experiences with their adults, which is why the rural youth programs were able to be introduced new agriculture technologies to our communities. The thought of practical and hands-on learning came from the desire to connect the public school systems that we had to country life, you know, helping build those community clubs to help solve agricultural challenges of the time was one of the first steps towards youth learning more about their communities that they were living in. Well, a gentleman by the name of A.B. Graham started a youth program in Clark County, Ohio in 1902, which is now considered the birthplace of the 4-H in the United States. And his first club was called the Tomato Club, or the Corn Growing Club. Well, by 1914, Congress passed an act establishing the Cooperative Extension and 4-H across the country. But here in Kansas, corn, poultry, and garden clubs existed as early as 1905. So 4-H has certainly changed since its early days, and while we are proud of our rich heritage and history, we are just as proud of how far we've expanded to now, you know, include members from more than just rural backgrounds, which we're kind of known for. We've evolved to meet the needs of today's youth and develop learning experiences for both boys and girls of all ages. So our 4-H members and leaders will live across Kansas and all 50 states in the United States and 82 other countries around the world, and have members who live in both cities, towns, and on farms. There's more than 17,000 here in Kansas members and community clubs across the state of Kansas, and we are welcome and glad to welcome new members at any time. So I hope that kind of gave you a brief bit of history, and I might kind of add some more in future weeks, but I just thought that was really interesting, you know, and maybe your listeners didn't know the exact history behind the 4-H program and the strong program that we have here in the Frontier District. So again, if you know of anyone who's interested in joining, please contact me at the Extension office. I can be reached at 785-229-3520, or you can always find us on the web at frontier.kstate.edu.
Thank you, Janae. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritassane Extension District Family Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.